The Dinky. What a funny name for Illinois Terminal Rail Bus Number 206. How did that name come about? Well, one of the drivers of the Dinky said the students at Principia College nicknamed it, probably because it was so small and only seated 26 passengers. He said they even wrote songs and poems about it. Tales were told of the escapades of the students at Principia College in Elsa, Illinois. They loved to hitch a ride to Grafton to take a break from their studies, grab a burger in one of the restaurants, kick back and chill out while listening to the jukebox as it played the latest hits of the 1940s and early 1950s. Then, catch the last run on the Dinky to get back to the dorm before lights out. Many stories have been written about the men who operated the Dinky rail buses, along with stories of passengers who rode the Dinky to resorts in the quaint little villages of Chautauqua and Clifton Terrace along the Mississippi River. It must have been a beautiful ride along the river with its towering cliffs back in the days when the area was less developed. When my husband and I moved to St. Louis in the mid-1990s, we looked for bike trails like we had ridden on the East Coast. We discovered the Great River Road Trail on the Illinois side of the Mississippi. We pulled into the parking area just below the 150-foot cliffs of the River Bluffs and were awestruck by the huge painting of a dragon-like bird known as the Piousaw Bird. After admiring and taking snapshots of this enormous painting, we pedaled north to Grafton. We both were aware of the Rails to Trails program that was developing in Missouri, but little did we realize on that bike ride we were riding over the rails that carried the Alton Dinky, which traveled from Alton to Grafton and back from 1939 to 1953. A number of years later, I went to work for the National Museum of Transportation, and so did my husband. We discovered Dinky number 206, the third and last one built. This composite rail school bus made its final run May 23rd, 1953.